the reasons why going to wood chip is obviously on the financial benefits that we have, but also taking responsible action for carbon emissions and understanding that there is a need for climate change.
So stepping back, what are some of the financial benefits?
For the quantity of wood chip that we use to generate X amount of heat value, or what they call it, the calorific value, is far less what we need to burn as to get the same result for the heat as we do for the LPG or for the recycled oil.
So when you think of burning wood, it doesn't necessarily sound that environmental. How is it more environmental than using LPG?
Well, for all the experts out there, could probably pull me up on this, but again, in basic layman terms, the product that we burn is from the Forest Products Commission, which is state-owned, and it's a pine resource based on share farming from local farmers or statewide farmers. So it's a resource out there that we're not taking a natural product out of the earth, thus being the LPG, and then it goes up in smoke. We're using a resource out there that's been planted, and obviously the trees again has a lot to do with looking after the climate, and it's just like a recycled situation. But there's benefits in every aspect, but with the other type of energy users, that's really only goes one way, and that's for the negative.
And what about the emissions that are being put out into the atmosphere when the wood chips are being burnt?
Yes, well, again, I haven't got the figures in front of me, but we'll get the real-time figures once we can have it up and running for a couple of months. But again, going back there, listening and talking to the engineers and those so-called experts, the emissions that it puts into the atmosphere, less than a third of the resources that we're using now, and in actual fact, it's probably even better. So we can see over there now, again, only been in the second week, that you can see that you can't see any pollutants coming from the furnace, as the boilers are running anywhere up to 600 degrees. The ash content that we've been running for the 2 weeks, it's just about nil. So so far so good. It's probably at this stage, performing a hell of a lot better than what we first expected.
So, put it into perspective, on a daily basis, how many wood chips would you require to fuel these furnaces?
Look, Fiona, the best way to answer that, again, you come and ask me in another couple of months, I can give you a real accurate figure. But based on the experts and what we've calculated, and it's running pretty true to form at the moment, we're looking at about 8,000 tonne of wood chip a year. And from what I've been told by our friends at WA Biofuels, who supply the chips to us, there's about 40,000 tonne of supply in the state. So there's plenty of the resources out there. And look, I'd be one to advocate out there that this is the way to go, and other businesses should certainly be looking to go this way.
So, can you make a direct comparison to the cost and the savings of using LPG to wood chips?
I suppose a simpler way of answering that one, if we looked at it, that we've injected somewhere for the outlay, it's somewhere between 4 to 5 million. So, if I say 4.5 million that we've spent to get up and running, the expectation is to have that return in under 5 years.
So the hope is to go off the grid?
In long term, I think that's really a responsible act, not only for my daily costs and responsibilities I've got for making sure that the company is sustainable. The more that any company can do for carbon emissions and all the other benefits that I said, there's the wood chip or the pine certainly gives the place a pleasant aroma out there, so it's an attractive place to come and visit.